Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, September 29th, 2024, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Romans 8, 1 and 2 says, therefore, now there is no judgment for the ones who are in Christ Jesus, in union with Christ, as a result of the baptism of the Spirit. Because the principle of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that is God the Holy Spirit, as the source of eternal life, regeneration, and the baptism of the Spirit, and the power to live the spiritual life as a result of the indwelling and filling of the Spirit, has set you free, from the principle of the sin nature and death. Romans 8, 2 through 4, we have the believer's inner conflict in phase 2. Now, the key to interpretation of Romans chapters 6 and 7 and 8 is the divorce analogy. And this is taught in the doctrine of the baptism of the Spirit. This includes retroactive positional truth, our identification with Christ in his death and burial, and current positional truth, identification with Christ in his resurrection, ascension, and session at the right hand of God the Father. So, by way of introduction, one, at salvation, faith in Jesus Christ, the believer is divorced from the sin nature, the first husband, and married to the Lord Jesus Christ, the second husband. So at salvation, faith in Christ, the believer is divorced from the sin nature of the first husband. That was our husband from physical birth until salvation. But at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ or the baptism of the Spirit, we're identified with Christ in his death and burial, retroactive positional truth, identified with Christ in his resurrection, ascension, and session, current positional truth. So in effect, at salvation, faith in Christ, the believer is divorced from the sin nature of the first husband and married to the Lord Jesus Christ, the second husband. Point two, this divorce means that positionally, the power of the sin nature has been broken. But experientially, the sin nature is very much alive in our body. Very much alive. That's why the best analogy is divorce. So this divorce means that positionally the power of the sin nature has been broken. Retroactive positional truth. But experientially, he is very much alive in our body. Salvation by faith in Jesus Christ is the moment of our divorce or being set free from the first husband, the sin nature. So under the principle of divorce in the Word of God, when you divorce someone, you are dead to that person. Point three. The sin nature is still very much alive, even though the divorce is tantamount to death. The sin nature is still very much alive, even though the divorce is tantamount to death. Four, so there exists a perpetual antagonism between the first husband, the sin nature, and the agent who frees us, God the Holy Spirit. So there exists a perpetual antagonism between the first husband, the sin nature, who is living in our body, and the agent who frees us, God the Holy Spirit, who indwells our body. Five, the believer's body then is indwelt by one, the old sin nature, and two, God the Holy Spirit. But the battleground is, who is going to influence and control your soul? So the believer's body is indwelt by the sin nature and God the Holy Spirit, but the battleground is the soul. Turn over to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. So what we have here, Romans 6 and 7 and 8, the Apostle Paul pulls it together in Galatians 5, verses 16 and 17. So I say, or actually I declare, walk by the Spirit, peripateo, and this is imperative mood. This is a command. This is an order. This is an order from God to each one of us. He's given us an order. Walk by the Spirit. Live your life by the power of God, the Holy Spirit. And if you do that, if you fulfill this command, then you will not gratify the lust patterns of the sin nature. For the sin nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit, what is contrary to the sin nature. They are at war with each other. They're both inside your indwelling your body, sin nature and the indwelling of God the Holy Spirit. And they're at war with each other so that you do not do what you want. Now, that war is going on. What's the objective? What's the battleground? The battleground is here. The battleground is your soul. And you have a guardian of your soul. So you got down here, you have the sin nature, and you have the indwelling of God the Holy Spirit. There's a war going on. The sin nature is constantly sending up temptation, temptation, temptation from the lust patterns. They're coming up to your volition. He won't control your soul or influence your soul unless you say yes to him. I mean, the temptation, you don't rebound temptation. If you did that, that's all you'd be doing. Rebounding. The temptations come up, and now you have a free will. All you have to do to that temptation is say no. And you say no, then God the Holy Spirit continues to influence and control your soul, your life. Now you're fulfilling the mandate. Keep on being empowered by the Spirit. Now you're fulfilling the mandate. Keep on living your life by the power of the Spirit and not by the lust patterns of your sin nature. All you have to say is no. But if you don't say no and you turn around and say yes, now the sin nature takes control of your soul, and now you're grieving the Spirit and or quenching the Spirit. But you're not empowered by the Spirit anymore. Now you're living your life by the control of the sin nature. And the sin nature is Satan's inside agent. He's gotten you into Satan's cosmic system. You're out of fellowship with God. And it's impossible to please God when you're living by the sin nature. Impossible. So at this point, then what do you got to do? Well, God's given us the problem-solving device, rebound. You acknowledge your sins to God, and He's faithful and just to forgive you your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And when you do that, well, then you're restored to the filling of the Spirit, your spiritual life, and you're back in fellowship with God. And the more you grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, you'll spend more and more of your time living your life by the power of God the Holy Spirit. And when you reach spiritual maturity, when you have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart, now you have personal love for God the Father, the great motivational virtue, personal love for the Father. And that motivates impersonal love for all mankind. And you have occupation with Jesus Christ. He is the most important love of your life. And therefore, you'll keep getting temptations from the sin nature. But when you have virtue love brought to completion in your heart, you'll be, most of the time, you'll keep saying no, no, no. I've been there. I've made those bad decisions, and I have gone, I've been clobbered. Because God loves you, He'll discipline you when you continue living in Satan's cosmic system. He'll discipline you. Those whom the Lord loves, He disciplines. And that starts out with self-induced misery, and then it's warning discipline. If you don't learn, it's intensive discipline. If you don't learn, it's dying discipline. But the reason why He spanks you is because He loves you. That's why. He doesn't want to see you crash and burn. He wants you to glorify Him to the maximum. He wants to pour out on you greater grace blessing. He wants to bless you with greater grace blessing in the short time that we're here on earth, and then at the judgment seat of Christ, crowns and rewards, greater grace blessings that will glorify God forever and ever and ever. The plan of God for you is He wants to bless you. And that's why He has given us this, well, we have in this dispensation, the universal indwelling of God the Holy Spirit as the base of operations for the filling of the Spirit, so we can glorify God to the maximum, advance to maturity and glorify Him to the maximum. So the believer's body is indwelt by both the sin nature and God the Holy Spirit. But the battleground is our soul. 6, when the Holy Spirit controls the soul, that is called the filling of the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18, keep on being filled or empowered by the Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit controls the soul, that's the called the filling of the Spirit, or walking by the Spirit, Galatians 5:16. 7, when the old sin nature controls the soul, that is called carnality and or reversionism, 1 Corinthians 3:1-3. When the old sin nature controls the soul, that's called carnality and reversionism. Turn over to 1 Corinthians 3. 1 Corinthians 3. All right, the Apostle Paul starts out in verse 1. He says, brethren, royal family of God, fellow believers, I could not address you as spiritual, pneumatikos, P-N-E-U-M-A-T-I-K-O-S, pneumatikos, from pneuma, spirit. I could not address you as spiritual, pneumatikos, but as carnal, sarkinos, S-A-R-K-I-N-O-S, from sarks, the flesh, the sin nature, from the sin nature. I couldn't address you as spiritual, the believers living the Spirit-filled life, because you're out of fellowship with God. You're carnal. You're operating by the sin nature. The sin nature is controlling your soul and your life. So, brethren, I could not address you as spiritual, pneumatikos, living the spiritual life, but as sarkinos, carnal, out of fellowship with God. Mere babies in Christ. Now, they've been Christians a long time. But Paul says, you're still babies. You're spiritual babies. You've never grown up. You've never fulfilled the mandate. Grow up. Grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They never grew up. They're out of fellowship with God. They're living by the power of their sin nature. And what? So they're babies. They're saved. They have eternal security. They're going to be in heaven. They haven't lost their salvation. But they're babies. So you're carnal, you are mere infants, babies in Christ. I gave you milk, basic doctrine. I have to give you basic doctrine. Why? Because you're babies. I have to give you basic doctrine. Not solid food, not advanced doctrines. For you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still sarkinos, you're still carnal. You're still out of fellowship with God. For since there is... Now, how do you know when you're out of fellowship with God? For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you... Well, that characterizes most Fundy churches. That's what goes on all the time in most Fundy churches. Jealousy and quarreling and fighting and... Are you not carnal, sarkinos? Yes, you are. Are you not acting like mere unbelievers? Yep. And that characterizes... You can't tell most Christians from non-Christians. They are doing the exact same thing. You can't tell most Christians from the unbeliever because they're both operated by the sin nature in their soul. So, point 8, when the sin nature controls the soul, you are grieving the Spirit, Ephesians 4:30. We're given a command, stop grieving the Spirit. Mandate, an order, the order again, stop grieving the Holy Spirit. And another order, stop quenching the Holy Spirit, 1 Thessalonians 5:19-20. And you know what's quenching the spirit? Well, in that passage, they have negative volition to the teaching of the Word of God. That's quenching the spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:19 and 20. So, the soul of the believer is the battleground for the conflict between the sin nature and God the Holy Spirit. 9. As an unbeliever, the sin nature had complete authority and ruled as a tyrant through spiritual death. When you were an unbeliever, from physical birth to that point when you placed your faith in Christ, when you were an unbeliever, the sin nature had complete authority in your life and ruled as a tyrant through spiritual death. But what Paul is teaching is this husband's authority is now canceled through the baptism of the Spirit, retroactive positional truth. You've been identified with Christ in his death and burial, which is the divorce procedure analogy. Point 10. With the filling of the Spirit and the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit, when you find a sound Bible teaching church, and then you would make your... And I don't invite anybody here. I have never invited one person here. And I won't. I'll throw some of you out. Nope, I have no trouble throwing you out. But I haven't invited anybody here. You come here because of your own free will. You're free to come, you're free not to come. If I do my job, I will feed the ones who are supposed to be here, who have positive volition, who have humility, who have respect for God, respect for the Word of God, respect for the pastor teaching the Word of God. Those are the ones who need to be here. Not the arrogant ones, but those with positive volition and humility. And I've never invited anyone, but I have asked people to leave. There's a lot of things I've never done before. I'll say another thing I've never done. Debbie's looking at me like... I've never asked for one dime from anybody. I've never asked for a dime from any believer. That's all. If I do my job, it's grace giving. Grace means grace. I know that's the deep point. Grace means grace. I've never asked for a dime. I never will. And when we don't have the finances to pay the bills here, I'll just put a big sign, Ichabod! You didn't know that Ichabod, that's Hebrew. Glory departed. Put a big sign out there. Ichabod, glory departed. Lock up the... And then I am going to go fishing and hunting. Because there's no positive volition, no humility to hear the teaching of the Word of God. That's simple. I never ask for a dime. I never will. Giving is always by grace and only by grace. I've done a lot of yelling this morning. I feel a lot better. Amen. Let's go. So with the filling of the Spirit and the teaching ministry of the Spirit, consistent and faithful metabolization of Bible doctrine, the battlefield, the soul, is controlled by God the Holy Spirit. And that's what God has given us orders. Keep on being filled, empowered by the Spirit. Keep on living your life, walking by the Spirit. And then you will not carry out the lust patterns of the sin nature. So Romans 8, 1 and 2. At this rate, we'll finish chapter 8 in 10 years. Therefore, now there is no judgment for the ones who are in Christ Jesus, in union with Christ as a result of the baptism of the Spirit, because the principle of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the principle of the sin nature and death. All right, we'll start verse 3 next week. Woohoo! Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.